programs. It's all at krvs.com.
Welcome, everyone, to a special spring fundraiser edition of The Exchange. And I do want to let everybody know before we get started, there are a number of ways that you can pledge. We are listener-supported public radio. You can go online at krvs.org, and it's a safe, secure site. There's a great donate button on there. Makes it very easy. You can also call our stations at 337-482-KRVS or 337-482-5787. And if you are in the area university, it is a little tough parking right now, but if you also come in tomorrow, you can come on in the station and pick up your premium gift. And we'll be giving some more of that information throughout the show. I am thrilled today. We're going to pick up on a theme that was started with World Cafe right before us, and they were featuring amazing women vocalists, and we have one in the studio today. We actually have two guests. My first guest, Jane Vidrine, is an educator and here in Lafayette at L.J. Alamon. She's a guitar instructor. She also was a recipient last year with the Lafayette Education Foundation Awards for one of the excellent in teaching. Come on, Jane, that was pretty cool, though. But it's neat. So she won that for what she gives each day to all of those students. And she is a musician and a member of the, I'm going to say first, though, before the band we're going to focus on today, she plays with her husband, John, and their son, Joseph, but is also a member of the Magnolia Sisters, and they have a new release out, Love's Lies, which we are going to talk about today. So welcome, Jane.
Thanks, Cheryl. It's great to be here.
Yeah, I'm thrilled. And who she brought with her, which is a total thrill, today is Mr. Chris Strachwitz. And Chris is the founder and president of Arhuli Records. And he has been so important, not just to Louisiana, but all over, for really getting a lot of roots traditional music out there that people may not have known about or heard. And he's been so good with the music, with our Cajun and Creole musicians from this area, and is producing and on the Arhuli label for the Magnolia Sisters release. So, Chris, it is a thrill to have you here today.
Well, thanks for inviting me. Thanks.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, I'd like to start out, as long as we have the two of you here, let's talk about the relationship between the Magnolia Sisters. And, Chris, maybe we can start with you with how that relationship started. You know, where you first heard that group together or what grabbed you about them?
Well, I've known Anne Savoie for a long time, ever since she married Mark Savoie, whom I met back in the late 60s, I think it was. And he was just a great source, you know, for finding people around here, knowing people and so forth. And I've been really good friends with him. And then when he married Anne, there she was, who also started singing and playing guitar and being really into this culture, doing that fantastic book she did about Cajun music and also Creole music. And so I forgot exactly at what stage of the thing I may have heard the Magnolia Sisters, because that's just one of her many offsprings, so to speak. She has real children, and she also has these bands. The Magnolia Sisters is just one of those bands. Another one is that little jazz group. The Sleepless Nights.
Yeah.
not an N Nights, but K Nights, I think.
That's right. It is.
And so she's just this very energetic lady who has wonderful musical talents in all kinds of directions. She also recorded with Linda Ronstadt and all kinds of other people. So I just liked the sound of them. I think it was wonderful to have a women quartet. I think it was a quintet for a while, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And is it still? No, it's just...
No, we're just four.
Just four, that's right. A good old quartet. They don't sing gospel music, but they do all kinds of a cappella Cajun. Here's one of them.
That's right. And let's mention, too, the other two members are Anya Burgess and Lisa Trahan.
Exactly.
Yeah. So do you remember when you first heard – I think maybe you heard Anne and Jane singing together? Do you remember that, or Jane?
Probably, but, you know, those kinds of things.
It was just at a party, I think, is when
fuzzy. I think we should hear some music.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Jane, you remember that time,
I think it was at a party. Anne and Mark used to have a boucherie every year, and I think that Anne and I were singing, and Chris was there, of course, you know, because – Chris tries to make all the parties that we can have, you know. He's here now for Jazz Fest, still going to Jazz Fest every year. And anyway, it was just at a friendly gathering that I think he heard us and said, you know, you ought to do a little bit more of that.
And then the other interesting thing is that Anne Savoy has always been interested in these ballads, which Mark hates. But anyway.
He's coming around.
He's changing. Anyway, there's some great stuff there. And so I think one of my favorites on this record is the a cappella number, which let's listen to it.
Is that track three, one that I like? Can you tell us about that song?
It's called Le Déserteur, and it's the deserter. It's somebody who's left the army, and basically he's captured, and his true love tries to come and get him out, but it's pretty much too late.
All right. This is the Magnolia Sisters.
That's not the Magnolia Sisters.
Track three. It's track three. Sorry, Cecil.
It's track
on the green.
Oh, that was Flacco. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, but no, we're going to listen to
Let
Flacco.
Let me get the disc in there.
Yeah, we're going to listen to Flacco Jimenez a little bit later. I do want to say, though, while the song is playing, please feel free to call the station, 482-KRVS. It is fundraiser time, and we are listener-supported. You can go to the website also at krvs.org. All right, here's the Magnolia Sisters.
J'ai déserté du côté de la France. Sur mon chemin, ils sont venus m'arrêter. J'ai déserté du côté de la France. Sur mon chemin, ils sont venus m'arrêter. Ils m'ont arrêté. Armes à feu avec les épées à la main. Ils m'auraient été d'une triste manière avec les armes à feu avec les épées à la main. Ils m'ont attrapé. Chère fille, il est ici par le conseil de guerre. Son commandant lui a dit, ma chère fille, il est ici par le conseil de guerre. Live.
fabulous. That was the Magnolia Sisters.
Sounds almost like a bagpipe in the background.
Doesn't it? When you were talking about Anne just doing that drone sound with
right,
the accordion.
Anne's doing the drone with the accordion, and then Anya's in there, too, with the fiddle
Yeah. That was beautiful. And on vocals, that was you, Jane Vedrine, and Anne Savoie. I want to tell people out there, too, if you haven't had a chance to see them in person, and especially when Anne and Jane do that a cappella, when they and if the two of them are just by themselves, I've had an opportunity to see that, and it's fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and I shouldn't just say see it, but hear it. You know, it's really a wonderful thing. And I always think, you know, Jane, I was thinking during that song as it was playing, because it's not a happy, happy song.
Dismal.
But I'm smiling during the whole thing, and I know it's just because of that musicianship, you know, that's coming out of there.
You know, a lot of people around here, unfortunately, don't understand every single word, but I think the way we try to treat the ballads is that we try to put some harmonies and things on it to sort of give what the mood of the whole thing is all about, as well as, you know, just the stark ballad itself.
That's right.
We love that part of what we do, but we like to do the other things too. Sometimes we're not very brave to do those stark songs on the stage because people want to dance and party at Cajun music
But it is events. A powerful thing, though, I think, when it's slid in there in between two. It just grabs you when you're, you know. And I think for you, I would assume, but you have spent so much time of your life, too, consulting in the folklife world and setting up programs and with the state of Louisiana also, but with a lot of archival projects that – you know, those ballads mean something to you.
You've really delved into
the history of.
Yeah, and I just loved sitting in somebody's living room and tape recording them just singing by themselves. That's the most powerful thing.
Yeah.
The most powerful music that there is.
That's right. Well, that was the first cut you're going to hear today from the Magnolia Sisters' new release, Love's Lies.
And if you ever have a chance to see the Magnolia Sisters in sort of a concert with perhaps dancing, then I would suggest that's the kind of show to go to. That's what I heard in Berkeley not that long ago, and it was absolutely superb because they had perform a really balanced diet of different kinds of material, you know, from real fast ones to slow ones and a cappella ones and funny ones. And it was just thoroughly entertaining. When you hear them play for just dancing, I know they do mostly the kind of dance tunes. But anyway, I hope you'll get a chance to sometimes hear them down here.
I'm with you on that, Chris, with the concert setting. I love that. You, too, can have a copy of their new release, Love's Lies. It is part of our thank you for pledging at the $125 level. And, again, you can call KRVS at 337-482-5787. And you can request that you would like a copy of the Magnolia Sisters' new release, Love's Lies. We have today in the studio Jane Vedrine, a member of the Magnolia Sisters, and Chris Strachwitz, who is the founder and president of Arhuli Records, and their new release, as their others have been, are on Arhuli Records. I also want to mention, too, Jane, your previous album, Stripped Down, was nominated for a Grammy.
Yes,
and
went to the big
that
party.
That had to be fun.
Yes.
You got all dressed up.
We got all dressed up several times, and Chris was there with us. We had a blast.
I was
over
a chauffeur.
You were the chauffeur.
Oh, yeah. It was fun.
We did. It was really an honor. And, you know, what is it that people say when they don't win something? Oh, it was an honor just to be nominated.
Sure.
But you know what? That's really true.
That's right.
That's really true. That's when Chubby Carrier won the award.
Okay.
And we were really proud of that, too.
Yeah.
At those parties, they have the most amazing food.
Makes it worth it.
Unbelievable, yeah. And you get all the free, really good margaritas with real limes and with good tequila. It was really amazing.
Well,
you've
got to stick with bands like that, Chris. They're going to get you into those good parties. That's a good thing.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, and it is so great, really, that, you know, people don't see the breadth and depth of the music that's actually receiving awards and recognition at the Grammys. It's really amazing to me.
That's right.
The roots music is still in there as even being recognized, much less as a category.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And we're thrilled here, too, at KRVS that we've got a number of shows that still feature a lot of the roots music that you don't always get to hear.
That's right.
You know, on commercial radio. Let's listen to, Jane, one of your favorites was track two. On
exactly.
Your new. Can you tell us a bit about that song?
Well, I love this song. It comes from the string band era of the 1930s, and it was made by the Alley Boys of Abbeville. And so the Magnolia Sisters took it and made it our own, of course. And this is called Est-ce que tu penses jamais à moi? It was an old heart song. Great thing with the internet. I even found a sheet music version of this song, which inspired the cover of this this record, actually. And so it's Do You Ever Think of Me? When you're in the arms of another, when the night is come, do you ever think of me? Oh, poor me. But that's not how the song sounds. It's pretty happy, upbeat song.
There you go.
And Anya does a spectacular fiddle ride on this one.
Wonderful. Magnolia Sisters. That was the Magnolia Sisters off their new release, Love's Lies. And this is The Exchange. My guest in the studio today for our great spring fundraiser edition is Jane Vedrin, and a member of the Magnolia Sisters, and Chris Strachwitz, who is the founder and president of our Hooli Records. And we want to thank Amy Eber or Eber, but I think Eber. It's Eber.
Oh,
you know
yes.
Amy?
Oh, sure.
Oh. Well, Amy just contributed, and she got herself a copy of the Magnolia Sisters.
Oh, wow.
Hello, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hope you're enjoying the world here.
All the way from Walnut Creek, California.
That's
yes.
Right.
So thanks, Amy. We appreciate that. So, Chris, you were talking a little bit as you were listening to that song. Well, you know, what were you hearing as you were listening to
well,
that
Well, first
time?
Of all, okay, it was taken from those string bands. You know, that's not a well-known one. The Hackberry Ramblers were perhaps better known. But that was the rave in those days, was country music, and the Cajuns just Cajunized it. And they knew that people liked those tunes, you know, and so they just put their French words to them. And that happened a lot at that time. The accordion was sort of out. That was Cajuns weren't really considered much of anything back in those days.
That's right.
I'll never forget when I first came down here and I asked about where I can hear some Cajun stuff someplace, and the guy said, "What do you want with those people?" I mean, almost like if they were gypsies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Romania, I had this experience with this lady. I really wanted to meet some of these gypsy fiddlers, and he said, "You can take them all back to the States with you."
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's really how Cajuns were looked upon in those days. There were no Cajun burgers and Cajun dog houses and Cajun this and that, you
know. That's right.
That is all totally in the last, I would say, since the 60s, late 60s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I'm glad it happened. And so you can be proud of who you are.
That's right.
And
you had a lot to do with preserving bringing to the public those sounds that
they
were in archives. And
it is true. Well, that's one thing. And also the thing is that once they appeared at Newport, a Cajun band, you know, then people all of a sudden they said, "Oh, wow, yeah, these guys that just play drunkards music, they went up to some big festival up there. That's amazing." Just like when I met Sonny Boy Williamson, you know, in Helena, Arkansas, the announcer simply couldn't believe that he was on a tour of Europe of concert halls.
Hmm.
He said, "Oh, my God, no, he must have played for the armed forces or something."
Great blues guitar player.
That's right.
The harmonica blower. Anyway, it was great fun to explore. I've always enjoyed kind of exploring music and musicians, and if I couldn't find live artist, I would hunt for old records, and that's how I happened to put out a lot of the early Cajun 78s that I felt were just totally being missed down here because people didn't have access to the 78s, especially from the late 20s when the whole thing began.
Mm-hmm. Chris, the foundation, the Arhuli Foundation,
mm-hmm.
that's very much focused on the music and digitizing some of the – getting the old things so that people can continue to listen.
That is correct. Fortunately, in regard to Cajun music, that has always been made available, at least for the last 20 years, I would say. Almost all of it can be heard on CDs and so forth. But this has not been the case with Mexican music. I'm not sure if any of you out there are interested in Mexican regional music. But there's a huge history behind that, and the recordings have also been made ever since day one. And so I have pretty much dedicated a part of what the Arhuli Foundation does is to digitize my huge collection of Mexican and Mexican-American recordings, which date from the turn of the last century into the 80s, I would say. I sort of quit after that because it's a huge, huge field. You think Cajun music is a fairly large, it's a finite field compared to the Mexican thing. And of course, they continue to have contact with the motherland, which you don't really have to some degree. I mean, mm-hmm. very little. And so it is quite a task, but we're still going strong on it, and we've been lucky to get foundation money from the Los Tigres del Norte were the first ones to give us the money to digitize all my 17,078s. And then it went on to the NEH and the NEA, the National Endowment for the Humanities and the Arts, and the Grammy Foundation. They've all been very, very helpful.
Well, you know,
amazing project.
Yeah, as long as you're talking about that and that style of music, you know, you did bring in a Flaco Jimenez CD. There is a new documentary that's out called This Ain't No Mouse Music, and it's the story of you and Arhuli music, and that was made by Chris Simon and Maureen Gosling. How are you feeling about it? Premiered in 2013 at the South by Southwest Film Festival. That's got to make you feel pretty proud that there's a film out now about
you. It was fun, but those festivals didn't really get to anybody except festival goers, you see.
Sure.
Apparently, they have just finally signed. Thank goodness. This is good news. They have signed with a promoter who's going to play this film in six major markets.
Very
and
nice.
That includes, of course, New York and Los Angeles, San Francisco, Seattle, Chicago, and I forgot there was one more. Maybe that's six. And so hopefully it'll get around to more people who can see and hear the music. And we are working hard at on a 2-CD soundtrack package, because they're only, you know, in a film you can only get to hear little snippets of material. And so I figured if the people want to hear the whole song, the whole music, we're going to put those out on a CD package. So look forward to that. I'm not sure if it's coming to this area, but anyway, I hope you'll see it one of these rainy days. Sunny days.
Yeah, we're going to keep our eyes and ears open for that. This ain't no mouse music. But let's play a cut by Flaco Jimenez that's actually in that film.
Yes, this is where he has as a second vocalist, a really wonderful singer who was the main duet part of Los Alegres de Terán, who were the superstars of that music until the Tigres came along in the 70s. But anyway, it was Tomás Ortiz, who's also a bajo sexto player. That's that heavy-duty 12-string guitar. And his partner, Eugenio Abrego, the accordionist of the Alegres, he died. And so Flaco's always been very fond of that early sound of norteño music and that duet singing. Okay, let's give it a taste.
All right.
Luchan por separarnos, pero es inútil. Nuestro amor es tan grande como no habrá jamás. Juntos caminaremos hasta la muerte, y aunque el mundo se oponga, nos tendremos que amar. La tumba será el final, ahí será la separación. Y hasta en la tumba te sigo amando si quiere Dios. Te aseguran que no te quiero, solamente a mi madre la quería más que a ti. Ella que nos bendice de allá del cielo, me lo dijo en un sueño que serás para mí. Será el final, ahí será la separación, y hasta en la tumba te sigo amando si quiere Dios.
Okay, that was a cut from the Arjuli label, the CD with Flaco Jimenez and Tomás Ortiz.
Very sad song.
Sounds sad.
Your tomb is, la tumba será es final. That's the final.
It's the final resting place.
Yeah, that's right.
If you're just joining.
And my love will always be with you.
Just like all the Cajun songs.
That's right. That's right. But that's another one, although you talk about sad, there's this happy feel of the music, you know, of how it's put together. If you're just joining us, this is The Exchange on KRVS 88.7 FM or on the web at krvs.org. And it is our spring fundraiser time. We are listener supported. And thanks so much to everybody who supports us throughout the year and is supporting us during this fundraiser. We have a number of levels. levels that you can give at are $52. You can actually give anything you want, but we do have a $52 level that we have wonderful gifts for that. It's a great KRVS handkerchief. It's an old-time looking one. I know a lot of musicians love it. Then there's the fan, also the KRVS fan, which summer's coming up, folks, so you want to get that. $75 level, we've got some wonderful T-shirts. We have the Blues Box T-shirt. It's really nice. It's kind of a prehistoric look to the KRVS men's T-shirt now. It's kind of a nice dark golden color. And then the women's tee, which is a cream color and vintage with a vintage magnolia and orange. We've got the KRVS mug, the wonderful ball caps that you see all over the place. And for the $125 level, with our guest today, Jane Vedrine with the Magnolia Sisters, we do have a copy of their new release, Love's Lies. And Jane, you have been very connected to the station, not only as a musician and a listener, but you also have been very involved in the studio with your class, with your guitar students.
Yes, over the last couple of years, my students would come for a tour because I just think this is one of the most important places in town in terms of music, not the music itself, but in terms of promoting and preserving the music and being sort of a voice of our own community and of ourselves.
That's right.
There's nothing like it around. But a long, long time ago, when I was working at the Natural History Museum.
No, I didn't know that part of your history. Oh, very nice. Okay.
Yeah. Did exhibits with Hector LaSalle and some others. And so we would always come talk with Judith on the 3:30 show about the exhibits. And really, that was the way before the internet that the word would get out. So radio, to me, is that link, that cultural link and that information link, the community information link and the community music link. It's just so essential. And so, of course, I've been a member since the day I hit Lafayette, which was about 30 years ago.
That's right.
And I just encourage everybody to be a member, because if you're hearing this show or any other show on KRVS, you are connected to KRVS and then to NPR. So you get the best of all the worlds, you know. It's the best of the local producers. Your show's totally amazing all the time, different every week. And then all the Cajun and Creole programs on the weekend. That's all the local things that are produced here. I mean, a lot more.
When Cecil said we have like 37 locally produced shows, which is a lot.
And they're all really, really good. And no matter when you turn on, it's going to be something that you might not have heard before.
That's right.
And then you have on top of that the national programming. The news and the cultural programming as well.
Well, if you feel the way that Jane does, please pick up the phone and you can give us a call here at the station, 337-482-KRVS, or you can go to the internet and you can go to krvs.org. It's a safe, secure site, and there's a donate button right there, and click on that, and you can help us out. And thanks to all of you who have been doing that throughout the year and prior. My guest in the studio today, Jane Vedrine, who you just heard talking, is with the Magnolia Sisters. They have their new CD, Love's Lies, out, which is on the Arhuli label. And we are just fortunate to have the founder and president of Arhuli Records with us, Mr. Chris Strachwitz. And Chris, you brought in another, it's a sampler of Arhuli music, which...
Well, that way I don't have to carry all the little individual CDs.
That's right.
It's kind of a little taster.
Do you ever get overwhelmed when you think about how much music and how many different artists you've been involved with over the years? I mean, that... It's a lot.
No, it's different sounds that I liked. I mean, I was really lucky, the late Ralph Gleason, you know, wonderful reviewer in San Francisco Chronicle. He used to tell me, Chris, you don't really have a record company. It's your hobby. And, you know, I was lucky. I was never recording things I didn't like or never issuing it. I must say I've issued a lot of reissues of old music, you know, not just in the Cajun field but in blues and in ethnic music of various kinds that are so amazing in this country. I mean, you know, the Serbian thing, actually more Croatian now. You can't really give the two words together anymore. But anyhow, I've heard a band there recently in San Francisco not that long ago. unbelievable young kids playing, you know, tamburica music. Mm. And most people have never even heard it, you know. And it's all still out there. We just heard an Arab group at that little restaurant in Berkeley last night before last. I mean, who played that big zither, what is it, kanun. And sing hauntingly. I mean, they even played at our down-home music store. We had them in, on Saturday afternoon with a different woman singer. Anyway, there's so much great music out there. It's hard to digest it all, but if I liked it, it caught my ear.
Mm-hmm.
And
Let's talk about the first.
Oh, the first record that ever put out on Ahuli. Yeah, that was a strange coincidence. I went back to Houston, Texas in 1960. After hearing Lightning Hopkins, my idol, in 1959, and I thought, oh, my God, I got to record Lightning at this beer joint because it was unbelievable. He just improvised, and I just can't really describe it. But the next year when I went back, he was booked to play the Berkeley Folk Festival, and also he was pretty leery about doing live recordings. He didn't really want to do that. He was used to his thing, you know. Anyway, so I was totally disappointed in this fellow Mac McCormick, who's an amazing historian in Houston, Texas, and folklorist. He said, Chris, you got a car. Let's just drive out in the country. Maybe we'll find somebody. And this is how it's a long story. I got to cut it short. In Navasota, we went to a feed store and asked about the name of a man that appeared on one of Lightning's records, Tom Moore. And they said, oh, yeah, he has an office right over the bank building. And so we actually pestered him. And Mac, in his gruff voice, he asked him, is there any musicians here in town that plays for your hands or at parties? And he said, well, the people seem to like this man. I don't know his name, but you can ask Pegleg at the railroad station. And it wasn't hard to find Pegleg. And he told us the man's name, Mance Lipscomb. And he turned out to be an amazing guitarist and a very, very interesting songster. He called himself a songster. He played blues. He played church music.
How old was he when you first met him?
I think he was 60-something.
Oh, okay.
Still in his prime. But people there hardly paid much attention to him anymore, you know, because every group has their musicians for a time and a place, you know, and then it changes, and soul music was coming in strong. And so that type of old-time songster. A songster, really, he would play every type of song, you know, and lots of blues. Anyways, wonderful guy. Why don't we listen to him? This is kind of a happy tune. Shake, Shake Mama.
Cherry ball. Oh, ain't gonna give you no more cherry ball. You got drunk and showed your Santa Claus. Oh, little bitty woman, hipped up like a snake. Oh, little bitty woman, hipped up like a snake. Can't little women, baby, really take. Oh, late and die, my love come falling down. Me and my baby on our land go round. Oh, shake, shake, mama, buy you diamond ring. Oh, shake, shake, mama, buy you diamond ring. You don't shake and you'll buy you a doggone thing. Woman's clutch started slipping, call won't even sing. Woman's clutch started slipping, call won't even sing. Come pressure from my pistol ring. used to be. But I don't like a teddy bear. Oh, like my woman, but I don't like a teddy bear. I'm gonna buy a box back, knit it away.
I'm sure that was considered very risky. Man Slipscomb, Shake Shake Bummer. I think that was from the first time I recorded him in Navasota, and I just had a single microphone, there was no studio. I remember it was an old Electro Voice, 664, I think. And I had to balance it between his voice, which is not very loud, and his guitar, which is very loud. But he plays that wonderful, steady Texas style with, I think, one finger doing all the bass work and then the other one picking the, mm-hmm. the tune. It's just gorgeous stuff. You don't need a band. It's just one guitar can do it all.
Yeah. Chris, do you or have you ever played music?
No,
instrument?
I tried.
I was just curious as we were listening to that. If
I took, I think the first thing I took was clarinet lessons. I wanted to sound like George Lewis, but I couldn't even, you know, yeah. squeaked.
Your terrible. Ears are your gift.
And I told myself, you know, I'm not going to play music. I'm just going to try to catch it.
There you go.
And so I'm a song catcher.
And that's what you've been doing. If you just joined us, this is The Exchange on our spring fundraiser time. And my guest in the studio, who you just heard speaking, is Chris Strachwitz, the founder and president of Arhuli Records. And we have Jane Vidrine in here, who is a member of the Magnolia Sisters. And they have a new CD out, Love's Lies, which is on Chris's label, Arhuli. And the Magnolia Sisters, Jane, incredibly talented group of women. And what's interesting is not only the Magnolia Sisters, but everybody in that has all their own other projects going on, too. I mean, very talented
oh,
women.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And to keep up with everybody's calendars is pretty amazing.
That's right.
Which is why we don't play locally a whole lot. But, of course, Anne's got lots and lots of projects. In fact, I think it's tomorrow night. She's doing a concert down in New Orleans with another lady. They're sort of redoing the Linda Ronstadt project.
Ah, okay.
And, yeah, she's got the jazz thing going on with the Sleepless Nights and plays with the Savoy Family Band, which is also, of course, on Arhuli, and numerous other things
right.
that I can't remember right now, but she's always really, really busy and such a talent and inspiration to a lot of women
That's
around
right.
here.
Yeah.
When Anne first came on the scene over here, there were not too many women who would venture to play Cajun music, especially in a dance hall, and you really had to be pretty much with your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, she was most of the time. So when we started the Magnolia Sisters, it was a little bit of a brave thing to have an all-women's Cajun band.
About
early 90s,
early 90s okay.
I guess. Yeah.
yeah.
It was when our two, her youngest and my oldest daughter were little kids, mm. and we would get together and, you know, let them play, and we would play too, but we were playing music
yeah.
in the house. Yeah. So that was fun. And then along the way, Lisa Trahan joined us, and she's just kept the groove that whole time and has also brought some amazing songs to the table from her uncles, Bixie Guidry.
Yeah.
And then Anya Burgess came around when she was still Anya Shenniger.
That's
and,
right.
and so she came, and she had really not played Cajun music at all. But she was a luthier, and she mm-hmm. had come to Louisiana as a Teach for America teacher.
That's right.
And the
That's
music captured her. And we really needed a great luthier here in South Louisiana, so we all made sure that she was very busy. And she began playing with us, and then Bonsoir Catin formed, and now she has her own project also with Christy Guillory that's going to be coming
That's
out,
right.
just a duet project. And so she's really busy making
yeah.
making the music and having a little family.
When you came together for this CD, What was the idea, the direction that you wanted to see happen with this current CD?
I think it was more or less, there's so many more songs we want to do. It was just as simple as that. And then it started to be a process of, well, there's only 12 slots probably on this CD, so what do we really want to do? And yeah. So we started working on those. And we try to get together about once a week, especially when we're working on a big project or getting ready to go on tour and just try some new things. So that's how it came about.
Yeah. Let's listen to another cut off, one that I know you also really like, Jane, is Melinda.
Yeah.
And can you tell us a little bit about that song?
Well, this is a Canary Fontenot tune, and he did it pretty much just his voice and fiddle, which was, if you've never heard Canary, you need to get out there and listen to Canary. He was on our Huli also.
Well, we recorded that when Les Blank and I were working on J'étais au bal, documentary on Cajun
film.
And Creole music. And I always had a hard time getting Canary together with a band because either one or the other was drunk and things would sort of fall apart. I tried to even get him with Clifton Chenier, but that again never happened. But so we just filmed them all by himself, and when he did that, Melinda, it just knocked me out.
I'm so glad you did, because his solo work is so compelling.
That's right.
It's just wonderful. And so we tried to capture a little of that, but also to get a little bit of the Caribbean feel in there that tune reminded us of. And so I do some open tune guitar on there, and Lisa does this kind of cool little Caribbean groove on the bass.
On her bass, yeah.
Yeah. It's well, I hope you enjoy it.
Very nice. This
Melinda.
This is Magnolia Sisters, Melinda.
J'ai trouvé cela, je veux avoir. J'ai trouvé cela, je peux aimer. Elle est née dans l'état de la Louisiane. Hey, hey, Melinda, la plus belle dans l'état du Bayou. Hey, hey, Melinda, elle va être la mienne pour la vie durant. Connais que la mouta fraîche, connais que le gombo des crévis, connais la veille de vieux linge sale, elle use un pas et un vieux frottoir. Eh, hey, hey, eh, Melinda, la plus belle dans l'état du bayou. Eh, hey, hey, eh, Melinda, elle va être la mienne pour la vie durant.
Yeah, very nice. Magnolia Sisters, Melinda, featuring. That was great guitar playing, Jane.
Oh, thanks a lot.
It was absolutely beautiful. I loved how that song started. Really a nice arrangement. How does that process work with you guys as a band in terms of arranging? How do the four of you work together on that?
We really do work together
on
it. It's not necessarily one person's vision of it. It's one person will usually say, well, let's do this, and how about we do it like this, and then we just all start to play and see how it sounds.
Yeah.
And, you know, we record it on our iPhone, play it back, and see, see if we like it. If we don't, we'll work on it a little bit more. But, you know, we're not overproduced kind of musically. I mean, we just play what we play.
Yeah.
And the way we play is pretty simple and straightforward. But I have to say, Joel Savoy made us sound really good on this CD.
Yeah.
He produced it and he recorded it. And it was so great to have his ear and his kindness, you know, to tell us that's not that great. And you know, how about this? And so a lot of things that you hear on the CD might have happened sort of on the spot in the studio.
And, you know, it's nice, too, that he and Ann together, you know, as mother and son, mm-hmm. are able to work on that process, because that wouldn't happen in all families.
That's correct.
You know, and it's really nice that, and it's not just he and Ann, but then you have Mark and you have Wilson, on it. But it's great what they're able to do musically together.
Oh, yeah.
He's a very good record producer because he's a very patient guy, and he knows his music. I think those two things, I'm neither.
And he's a great musician.
Exactly.
So he's got it all.
That's right.
My problem has always been with people like Clifton Chenier with Lightning. It worked because they would never do more than one take of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Said, here, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, great, you know, I don't have to worry about nothing else. But in this day and age, that doesn't happen very often.
No.
Yeah.
Although there are a couple on there that we just sort of did pretty live. One of them was that Est-ce que tu penses jamais à moi?
Yeah. Do you have any dates coming up here locally?
No.
In the near future? No.
Not locally. Yeah. We're going to be going on
a pretty fun
tour of the Outer Hebrides and Spain and then back through parts of England. No, not to the Hebrides. I haven't. Anne has.
Yeah.
And I've never been to Spain, especially the Pyrenees. I'm really looking forward to that because it's kind of like South Louisiana. It's not Spain and it's not France. It's these people, the Basque people, primarily, who are staunch and fiercely guarding their own culture and their own traditions. So I just cannot wait to do that.
They have an amazing accordion tradition. They play super fast, though.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You should hear some Basque records.
Okay.
It's unbelievable.
That's my homework.
Have you recorded some people from that area,
no,
Chris?
No, but I've heard them on recordings.
Yeah.
Also, they were a bunch of sheep herders, usually. They were always from the Basque country that worked all over California. And that's how I first heard it over the radio. They had the Basque programs in San Jose.
Yeah. There's also, I want to mention too, Chris, there is a anniversary, a 50th anniversary book on Arhuli that people can have access to, correct?
Yeah, it was a series of wonderful concerts that were recorded. Oh, God, it's been, when was my 50th anniversary? I guess on the even number in 10.
Okay.
That's been 4 years ago. And this wonderful photographer who just happened to be around, well, actually, he'd been taking photos for quite some time, Mike Melnick. And this book is just full of his gorgeous color photos. And we had a pretty good array of different traditions. We had the Treme Brass Band. We had the Savoy family and Michael Duse. And we had the steel guitar players that I really enjoyed recording in the Holiness Churches, the Campbell Brothers. They're really amazing.
Yeah.
And they're touring now to China, too,
like Joel.
Like Joel did.
Yeah. Jesse Leger.
Anyway, right. They've been all over the world.
And Connie Castile.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really pretty amazing. And then we had all kinds of people like Ry Cooter, who really helped us fill the halls. His name is just absolutely magic, and he's been a longtime fan of Arhuli, which I didn't realize until a few years ago, and a great supporter and a strong ally. And then all kinds of other country. Joe sang his Fixin' the Die Rag, 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting? Anyway, there's a lot of fantastic music in that book. I know it costs some money. I think it's like $50, but you get four CDs plus this gorgeous
plus
book.
The book.
Look out for it someplace. If you can't find it, look on the website, arhuli.com.
Or go to Down Home Music. Oh, well, my gosh, what an adventure that is.
That's right. I want to ask Jane, this new CD, who did the artwork on the cover?
Anne.
It's very
nice. Anne's done almost all of our covers. We started from that piece of sheet music, and then we took a picture of a mysterious girl from the 1930s. And
it kind of resembles Caroline Helm a little bit.
It could.
From a distance,
I'm seeing
her.
Y'all will have to get your copy and figure out who it is on the front of that one.
It's a beautiful cover.
And then, it's beautiful 1930s, lacy looking, but a little bit hard-edged, too.
Well, to find out more about what's going on with the Magnolia Sisters, their new CD, and can keep checking back on their schedule to see when they're going to be in your area, you can go to magnoliasisters.com.
Right. Yes, and that's where you can get the CD.
And you can get the CD off of there.
Arhuli.
And also on the arhuli.com website.
A-R-H-O-O-L-I-E.
There you go.
Right. And at the kitchen shop in Grand Coteau.
Yeah, okay. And you can also, if you pledge at our $125 level here at KRVS on our spring fundraiser. That is one of the premium gifts that you can get. You can just request that you'd like to get a copy of the new Magnolia Sisters CD, Love's Lies. We do have levels from $52 all the way up, and some wonderful T-shirts, caps, all kinds of things. You can call KRVS at 337-482-5787 or go to our website at krvs.org. Chris Stokovich, this has been a thrill. I sold music for 8 years, and it was a thrill the day you walked in the shop and I got to meet you in person, and it's a thrill how many years later to have you here. So I really appreciate you taking the time to join us today in the studio. It's been great having you here.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah. And please, everybody, keep your ears and eyes open for the feature-length documentary, This Ain't No Mouse Music, from the people that I know that have seen it. Just rave reviews. And keep your eyes and ears open for things that Chris continues to put out with Arhuli. Jane, it has been a pleasure. Have a great trip.
Thank you,
Have a great tour with that.
I hope you'll keep doing this show. It's one of the highlights of the week for a lot of people.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Very creative.
I appreciate that. We are going to go out. Tell us a little bit about this song, Hot Stuff, that we're going to listen to.
Hot Stuff, sort of a nod of the head to Memphis Minnie, and Anne wrote some new stuff.
All right, Hot Stuff. Have a good week.
Klein Peter swinging it on a Friday night for KRVS's Big Band Swings. Plus, at no extra charge, we'll sway you with nice, slow ballads. It's a cornucopia of nostalgic sounds. Friday nights, 7 until 9. Plus, climb on board the Big Band Swings Express Wednesday night at 9 for a special one-hour repeat. All on public radio for Acadiana, KRVS in Lafayette Lake Charles. And you can stream our audio at krvs.org. Love to have you along for the Big Band Swings and other things. Wing ding.
Hi, I'm Pete Bergeron. If your day starts early, like mine does, let's spend it together with Cajun music from 5 to 7 a.m. here at Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.